I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, Steve Rushen on baseball's myriad gewgaws, gizmos, and other cool gimmicks. But first, 25% of the 8 teams that qualified for the divisional round of Major League Baseball's playoffs this year are run by general managers who are alumni of a tiny college in western Massachusetts. Another heads a team that was in the playoff hunt until late in the season. How did Amherst College, a liberal arts school with a student body of about 1,800, become a pipeline to Major League Baseball's front offices? Joining me now is an Amherst graduate who should know. He's Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations for the Baltimore Orioles, Amherst Class of 1980. He's Dan Duquette. Dan, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be here, Bill. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. In addition to you and Neil Huntington of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Boston Red Sox general manager Ben Cherington also graduated from Amherst. What's in the water in western Massachusetts?
Well, you know, Neil and Ben and myself grew up here. It has a lot to do with it because it's important to the people in the culture, the baseball team that they have in New England. Of course, we all went to Amherst, and I got my start from Harry Dalton, the 1950 graduate of Amherst College. Of course, we all played for Bill Thurston, the terrific coach there, for 45 years, and he gave us a lot of knowledge and a great foundation, and he also recommended each of us to his contacts in professional baseball.
I worked hard to find a Williams connection for this story because it's not really quite fair to exclusively celebrate Amherst. And in fact, Bob Nutting, the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, is a Williams graduate. Is there any ribbing that goes on in the little network there?
You know, there is another tie to Williams College, of course. George Steinbrenner is a Williams graduate, and so is his son Hal, who's running the Yankees now. So for years and years, I bet George on the football game between Amherst and Williams, and I owed him $20 like 7 years in a row. And then when Amherst started winning, you know, George stopped betting me, you know.
And that's why you made all that money. He wasn't a fool.
but anyway, I know Bob Nutting, he always likes to, you know, make it clear that he has an Amherst guy working for him, and he seems to enjoy that. And so, you know, there has been a long pipeline of Amherst, but Williams has a lot to talk about, too, with Mr. Steinbrenner and Mr. Nutting.
Is it tempting for you to root for teams run by fellow Amherst alumni and sort of along that line? Were you disappointed when the Pirates were eliminated on Wednesday?
I thought that Pirates team was a great story, and Neil did a great job there. And actually, he has on his staff another Amherst grad, David Jouse, who was the captain of the baseball team when I was there. And David's been working with Neil for a couple of years, and he was one of the coaches that was assisting Clint Hurdle in the dugout. But I thought that was a great example of building a team from the ground up. And what a great accomplishment for Neil to turn that team around after 20 years and get them to the playoffs. You know, unfortunately, they didn't have the Adam Wainwright-type pitcher. Who does, right? But I thought that was a great testament to building a team through a farm system in a small market. And, you know, Neil had a great year and deserves a lot of credit, and they should be able to sustain that because they have a good, solid player development operation.
The Red Sox, meanwhile, your employer from 1994 to 2002, are 4 wins away from making it to their 3rd World Series in 9 years. I assume you're rooting, at least on some level, for fellow Amherst alum Ben Cherington.
Well, exactly. And Ben deserves a lot of credit. He came up through the Red Sox system. He learned his job and really restructured the team with that one huge trade he made last year with the Dodgers and gave himself the flexibility to rebuild that Red Sox team. And for them to go from worst to first this year, he deserves a lot of the credit. He brought in a good manager in John Farrell. He hired an outstanding pitching coach in Juan Nieves and got a good hitting coach there in Greg Colburn. Then he went about staffing the team with what he needed systematically, and they've continued to get better as the year's gone on, and Ben's had a terrific year. I hope Neil or Ben is the Major League Baseball Executive of the Year this year.
Boy, what a great World Series story that would provide. Red Sox East against Red Sox West.
Yeah, that would be a great story, and that trade really turned around the fortunes of both teams. If you take a look at what they did from the date of that trade to today, you'll see a strong correlation there.
The Orioles had a great regular season, just missed the playoffs. What will your off-season approach be to getting the O's back into the postseason?
We've got to do a little bit better job with our pitching staff. Our starting pitching still needs some depth and quality to it. And then we're also going to need a couple of left-handed hitters to get on base. We got a really good, powerful lineup with Chris Davis and Adam Jones right in the middle. Manny Machado is an emerging star, and we got to get some good complementary players around them. But our job is going to be to get a couple of left-handed hitters to get on base so that when we do get some home runs, we score a few more runs. We got to follow the Red Sox model of getting on base, actually.
Dan Duquette is Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations for the Baltimore Orioles, and he's a graduate of Amherst College. Dan, thank you very much for joining me, and let me wish you a productive offseason.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. My pleasure.